May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 121. Jesus, in thee our eyes behold 1,000 glories more than the rich gems and polished gold the sons of Aaron wore. Hymn 121.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God, the short chapter, the first chapter in the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians. That is Thessalonians, the first epistle, the first chapter. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. May God bless his word to us, and may he grant us prayer. O thou most holy, great and eternal Lord God, the God in whom we live and move and have our being, we beg thee, do look in mercy upon us here, upon us each. Do grant to us now to know that favour of access to thee, O God, who holy art, the great God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we beg thee, hear us now. Grant us free access to thee, Lord. Oh, we come pleading the precious name of Jesus Christ, thy dear beloved Son. Oh, here we know, Lord, from thy dear beloved Son's own words, that there is no other way of approach to God the Father. Oh, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We do plead now his holy name, his holy merits. Lord, oh, we plead, we beg that we may know what thy dear beloved Son is attending to in heaven's high court. That, Lord, oh, we may know even those things that are so expressed in what's been sung, Lord. Oh, Lord, as we think also and go to the words in the psalm, oh, Lord, do now look upon the face of thine anointed, oh, that we may know that favour, true favour of access to God, Oh, to come, Lord, and feel the freeness of approach and access to our God. Oh, God, our Father, hear us. We plead for Jesus' sake. Oh, Lord, thou knowest we must come with our solemn confessions, for we are sinners and feel it greatly. Lord, oh, thou knowest who does so feel it. Oh, those who feel they have the burden upon them, the burden of sin and guilt. Lord, thou knowest how it is a great weight, a great load. But Lord, oh, we look to thee and come to thee with humble hope. Thou wilt so grant us to know again that our sins are all forgiven. We need, Lord, a fresh evidence of it, a token of it. We need the fresh application of thy divine atonement to us, Lord. Application of thy holy, precious shed blood. Oh, we need the remedy, Lord. Oh, unsaid, see it in the Saviour's blood. We need it applied, Lord. We need thee to so grant us this favour again, some of us. And there are those here, we believe, who need it for the first time. Oh, Lord, do come and so work and bless souls here, thy dear people here. Lord, is it that there are those who have been recently quickened into life, recently brought into solemn concern and know now their need of salvation, their need to plead with thee, O God, for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, how personal it is. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Thou knowest how thy people are. Thou knowest what thou hast done, Lord, in so working, beginning the work of grace, we hope in some. And Lord, that thou wilt so, if thou hast begun it, we know thou wilt carry it on, thou wilt continue it. And Lord, we beg thus that here tonight precious souls may so be under thy favour of thy divine teaching, that they might so be given and made favoured to receive from thee, Lord, what they need. Oh, come, Lord, and suit thy blessing to each case. We do humbly trust there is this here, the cases, Lord, thou knowest them. Thou knowest what they need, Lord. Oh, may poor sinners deeply feel and know their need. May they come with pleading, Lord. May they come and know, as we have begged, they may know access to thee, a favour of approach to thee, thou God. And Lord, that thou art ready to forgive. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, thou knowest we do feel it much. There are those that need the cleansing. They need forgiveness. They need pardon. May they so know it and feel it and earnestly seek thee, Lord, and thou knowest how one feels it personally. Yeah, we need thee, Lord, again to apply the remedy. Lord, how that remedy is acknowledged, as one put it, is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. All as it is that we feel so much sins within us, all about us, but the remedy is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. We beg thee, may precious souls so have a view of thyself, Lord. Thou knowest how we felt affected in pondering a little while ago in our dear friend's home. See him in the gloomy garden, sweating blood from every pore to procure our pardon. Give thy people a faith view of thee, Lord. Oh, give them to so see thee, behold thee. Oh, give the eye of faith, Lord, to thy dear people. They may have that favour, Lord, to behold thee, the Lamb of God. Oh, Lord, how we acknowledge it, the Lamb of God for sinners slain. As we look back to Calvary, Lord, who has not shed his blood in vain. Oh, may there be such a witness, Lord, that thou hast not shed thy blood in vain. We know thou hast not, and there are many witnesses. Oh, we think of that great cloud of witnesses of those that have gone before. We know, Lord, the record is in Hebrews 11 of that cloud of witnesses. Lord, they were those of Old Testament saints. And we read how they received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. We are favoured, Lord. May we know it, how greatly we are favoured in Gospel Day. For there the promised one has come. We know that the Son of God is come. But oh, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Oh, those that we have known. Not that cloud of the 11th chapter. They've been home in glory. Such a while, Lord, as we know in time, such a long time. There in eternity. But Lord, there have been those we have known, a long list, a great cloud of those that were made by sovereign grace, by thy grace made saints, godly souls, by the grace of God. And thou hast took so many home to thyself. We're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. They were all taught sincere merit, gladly owned salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. Lord, help us to so run this race, Lord, looking unto Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord, we may have a view of thee. Thou art the author and finisher of our faith. Thou who did so for the joy that was set before thee endured the cross, despising the shame. Help us, grant us to consider thee, Lord, tonight. Oh, how greatly we need thee, Lord, and feel it more and more. Oh, grant the favour, Lord, to thy dear people to so know and behold thee and feel the favour of thy sacred presence with them. O Lord, thyself entered into us. Enter thyself, Lord, in us. Oh, we know thou dost dwell in thy people. We pray we may know and feel thy blessed indwelling. Lord, and that wonderful confidence thou dost so bring, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, so do come, Lord, and bless thy people here tonight. One feels so poor and insufficient, Lord. But thy word is so wonderful and holy and blessed if thou dost, by the Holy Spirit, open it up and apply it to the dear people's cases. This is our heart, desire and exercise, Lord, under thy divine influence. We have this burden, Lord, is laid upon us to preach the preaching thou dost bid us. May it not be anything else but that which thou dost pour in, and so do enable us to pour out. Bless the friends, Lord, do them good. Favour them with what they need. We pray, we trust with a single eye to thy glory. Lord, do the dear people good. Bless them with those spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Make the sanctuary here tonight a heavenly place. May we know Christ within the doors, while everlasting love displays the choicest of her stores. Bless the hymns, Lord. Oh, that holy, blessed ring, Lord, we know we would never put it in front or above the Word of God, but oh, those strains of want is so there in the hymn we've sung. Lord, oh, do bless it. Oh, give such favour, Lord. Blessed witness of the Spirit. Oh, glimpse of Thee. Lord, we pray, and oh, Lord, the favour of the application of Thy precious holy blood to our hearts and consciences. We do grant it, Lord, we beg Thee. Oh, do strengthen and help all those that are feeling their age and afflictions, Lord. We remember friends, Lord, who we think of up and down across the land. And we remember those who are in affliction, and any and those that are in hospital and in need of that is needful for them by the means of an earthly physician, but where it is thy people's place and part of their pathway to be so there, do go to them, and may they know thee, thy presence there without the good physician. Oh, heal and restore, Lord, according to thy will. Raise up from affliction. Oh, and that wonderful favour of it, Lord, there might be thee nevertheless afterward, that yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Oh, here we witness here, Lord, it is the Lord whose matchless skill can from affliction raise matter eternity to fill with ever-growing praise. Thou hast done it here, Lord. There are the witnesses of this, Lord. Thou hast wonderfully so done it. And thou hast blessed that they may so be enabled to praise thee. And there are others, Lord. There are those who have been blessed and restored. We think of the theme that was sung. Oh, who like me his praise should sing? Oh, having been restored from affliction, Lord, thou knowest. And the affliction of soul, oh, the affliction of heart sins and soul trouble. Oh, thou hast raised up some and blessed. And we look, thou wilt more favour others and raise up from affliction, even soul affliction, and that there might be that praise welling up within them, and it may come out, and it may be heard and witnessed. Lord, here in this hill of Zion, dear Lord, hear us for these things. We seek thy glory, Lord. We seek the dear friend's good. So do appear, Lord, and so constrain, draw. Oh, may thy love be so known with power. Oh, that there will be such a power drawing sinners. Thy drawing, thy constraining. Lord, do bring it to pass for thy glory and thy people's good. Lord, we pray thus, remembering all our friends up and down across the land, who knoweth the many we think of, and the hills of Zion meeting tonight, gathering of the people we trust unto thee of our beloved denomination, of the churches we know and love within our group of churches, Lord. As we pray in this way, we would be mindful to remember that thou hast thy people in many places, and we would not think we are the only people. But we love our dear beloved denomination. It is beloved to us because we believe there has given us to be as near to the truth as it is in Jesus Christ, as it so is given us to be, Lord, and we would not want to be in any other way worshipping thee. We believe we have thy Spirit, true Spirit of worship, and thy presence is felt. Let there be that real unity among us, Lord. May there not be any short, small group thinking they are different. Lord, oh, we pray that there may be throughout our causes that felt unity. Save us from what will break this down, Lord, where people may separate themselves thinking they are better. May none of us think we're better than another. May none of us think we're higher than another, or we discern more than another. Oh, make us all like unto a little child, right simple-hearted, meek and mild, and save us from there being again a sect rise. Lord, may there be harmony and unity throughout our beloved denomination, and keep us close to thy word, Lord, and oh, give us to all feel to be self-renouncing, grace-admiring, made unto salvation wise. Save us from setting up idols, making idols of one and another. Lord, thou knowest how we are warned against it, and recently one of thy dear young ministers has warned us. Lord, oh, we pray we may heed the warnings in thy word in this way, and so be really solemnly concerned against the evils of self-righteousness and pride we've all got, Lord, we need it dealing with. Hear us, Lord, for these things. We pray for our country. We pray for our government, Lord, our Prime Minister. We pray for Her Majesty the Queen. Oh, we pray thee, Lord, do restrain our government if they turn in any way to treachery, like they seem so prone to, Lord. Oh, hedge them about, Lord, restrain them, and show them the right way. Show them what is thy will, Lord, and help them to bend to it. Sway thy sceptre over our parliament. May they not think they have such power, Lord. Don't let them think that the symbol of the mace is a symbol of power that they can wield. Lord, do sway thy sceptre and make known thy majesty and power above our rulers, and so restrain them where they go wrong, and save them from going wrong, and do deal with them, Lord, in mercy, even for the good of their own souls. We pray for this. We should, we hope we have heart desire for this for them, that if it be thy will, thou would make them concerned about their never dying souls. Bless Her Majesty the Queen. May she wonderfully, truly know thy grace. Hear us for all these things, Lord, now. And, oh, for the troubled parts of the world where there are so many lost so much. Oh, Lord, help them and cause them to consider. Oh, Lord, thou knowest what provision may be made for them. We hope there will be. But, Lord, thou knowest we pray, believing if it be thy will, thou canst bring good out of it in making many solemnly concerned about their souls and eternity. Lord, thou knowest our burden and our desire and our prayer for all those in trouble. May it be sanctified for spiritual good for them. We beg thee. Oh, hear us now, dear Lord, in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive all the sins we deeply feel and would solemnly confess. May we have that blessed favour of the seal of the Spirit, that they are all blotted out, put away. Oh, hear the wonderful word is applied to us, Lord, that as the psalmist made acknowledgement, we may know it. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And Lord, also like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Give us sweet confidence in this and under this blessed truth, Lord. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
We'll sing part of hymn number 142. I'll read verse 1 and we'll commence to sing at verse 11. Hymn 142. Go worship at Emmanuel's feet. See in his face what wonders meet. Earth is too narrow to express his worth, his glory, or his grace. Is he a way? He leads to God. The path is drawn in lines of blood. There would I walk with hope and zeal till I arrive at Zion's hill. Hymn 142, verse 11.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to some verses in the chapter that we read. That is the epistle Paul to, sorry, the chapter we were reading this morning, the epistle of Paul to the Colossians, the first chapter, Paul's first chapter in Colossians, and further down from where we were considering this morning, the 12th, 13th and 14th verses. That is Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, how, as the apostle was here continuing to so bring and give emphasis toward, how wonderfully God had worked and blessed the dear people of the Colossians, and how that he here exhorts for this purpose and toward what is that which we have read for our consideration tonight, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us. You know, friends, as we read the concluding of the hymn just now, it was, of course, as in heaven, in glory. But here we have, I believe, what is as the highest favour that God's people are brought to know on earth, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Do you have hope? Do you have any hope and favour? God has done this for you. He has translated you in this wonderful way by sovereign grace and brought you into these favours of the wonders of his holy redeeming love, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Are we so blessed? Oh, can we? Oh, we would not take anything in a way of presumption, friends. But have we been so favoured? I said this morning, there will be evidence of God having made us to differ from what we were. And he has in his purpose a purpose to make us to differ. And there are degrees in it. There are degrees of this. According to the will of God, he leads his people on. He goes on to be gracious in them. He teaches them by his Spirit, and they have to know a lot of his solemn dealings and teachings, and he making them very different to what they were. Have we got great cause to thank God for how he has so dealt with us and changed us? You know, the real, true, holy baptism of the Spirit changes sinners from what they were to what God intends them and has a purpose that they must be made by his grace. Oh, is there evidence of this? Of the operation of the Spirit of God, that he has so dealt with you and made a great change in you by his dealing with you and working in you? Well, of course, this is a wonderful high acknowledgement of God so doing this in his people, bringing them to know this great favour and that they must, it is the will of God that they shall be in exercise now under grace, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That's the prospect of glory. That's the prospect of heaven, the prospect of that inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, which fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Oh, have you got such a favour of having such a hope, a prospect? What God's done in you, it's made you so to be much humbled and thankful. And the exercise and way of God so still going on to deal with you is constraining you to be giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Is there any real evidence of this, the reality of this in us, friends? Oh, the apostle could see it. He acknowledged it in these dear Colossians. The grace of God was so effective. They had, of course, been in and under effectual calling. But God had also gone on to be gracious in them. And, you know, in all our lives, friends, you think of your days, your years, since God first you hope dealt with you. What has been going on in you? Has it just been your own thoughts and the ways that you've been so naturally led to go in and pursue? But, oh, friends, no, we hope not. Has God been so working in you, to will and to do of his good pleasure, leading you? And did he begin and so begin to lead you in the way everlasting? Has he been leading you along in along Fair Zion's road? Is it that there is evidence of this? And the favours that he has favoured you to know, and here they have been in his hand to so sanctify you and humble you, making you by his grace meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. God must change his people greatly from what they were to make them meet to be partakers, to make them fit by his grace made to be different, to be sanctified, blessed, saved by grace, blessed to so be, greatly thankful. Oh, and feel that amazement, that astonishment at what God is and what he's done for us. And that which is named of the darkness that is so much about God's people, they burst through the clouds. You'll pray for it. It will be that you'll pray for what God's purpose is to do for you. Burst through the clouds, O source of light. Let joy succeed the weeping night. And he does burst through. And he does give this wonderful light. Oh, and there is this wonderful prospect of the inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, which fadeth not away. Paul was confident, with holy confidence, that this was the experience of favour these Colossians had been brought into. And so he knew, and he was zealous for it, friends, that they may be further in exercise to worship and praise, live to and worship and praise God for God's honour and glory. So I want to consider particularly who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. There are those of you I feel the confidence of it as the Spirit, I trust, is upon me. For those of you, he's done it. He's brought you into the kingdom of his dear Son. He's translated you. He has translated us. You see there, the power of darkness. Oh, how dreadful, how solemn. This is all as under the influence of Satan and under the solemn reality of our natural ways and our old nature. Oh, we do contribute to, and more we contribute to and encourage darkness. And it comes under God's solemn dealings with us, he correcting us, making it will not shine. He will not shine as that blessed sun if we are grieving him, friends. If we are grieving him by our sinning, and I have to bring it to you, if we are grieving him by our sins of omission as well as sins of commission, he will not shine as that wonderful sun of righteousness. But oh, I believe according to his holy, wonderful love, he'll correct us so he makes us know what we've done and how we've grieved him. And I believe part of this wonderful work of God translating us into the kingdom of his dear Son is making us feel it painfully, how we have grieved God, our Heavenly Father, and how under this he has withdrawn, and he leaves us in this darkness in a way to chasten us, but he has a purpose in his holy love and purposes. He is determined to bring us into this great favour, the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh, there is such amazement in the hearts of the children of God when they are so blessed, when God deals with them and not leaving them in their own corruptions and their own folly, but in great mercy deals with them, chastens them, corrects them. And in this, you see, translated us, it includes all this of the sovereign dealings of God to so make us different, and by grace we may be translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. We spoke this morning about our sins, which are, after we've been blessed and favoured, our sins are made clearly to us much more solemn. Our sins, many of them in our unregenerate state, were sins in ignorance, friends. But our sins, after we've been dealt with and favoured by God, and God raising us to hope and blessing us with some measure of his favour, even as some, after knowing and receiving pardon of sins, then sinning more, how solemn God will make us to feel, solemnly make us to feel we've grieved him. Oh, our sins, which are now against light and knowledge, are much more solemn and much more painful will be the correcting rod of God to correct us, chasten us for such sinning. But oh, friends, it's a wonderful fact in the gospel, wonderful truth in the gospel, that there is forgiveness with the Lord, he may be feared. And though we have sinned so basely, so much in such vileness appears in us, about us, yet the Lord will have mercy. Oh, what a word it is. He says he will abundantly pardon. He will not leave his people to go on sinning without correcting them. He will correct them, he'll chasten them, and he'll make them really deeply feel their guilt and come again into solemn confession of sin. And then in great mercy to translate them, bless them in this way, bring them up out of darkness and bring them into liberty and the sunshine of his love. Oh, friends, and then there will truly be the testimony. and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Wonderful favour to be in this, the kingdom of his grace. You know how it is in a very tender childlike way put, a child of God made to be as a child, a little child, tender, simple-hearted, under grace, under God's loving kindness in his dealings with us. And there is this wonderful favour, child of God knowing, blessed and knowing they're in the kingdom of his grace. He'll give you prayer for it. In the kingdom of his grace, give a little child a place. When he makes you to feel like a little child, when he so breaks you down and humbles you, and you so are then tender, made like unto a little child, right, simple-hearted, meek and mild, God has to do this. And this is a wonderful witness of this translating into the kingdom of his dear Son. The Father's children, blessed to so know, feel such amazement and wonder that God the Father has adopted them as his own, taken them in hand, and given his dear Son as the elder brother of the church to suffer, bleed and die in his people's room, place and stead. This is all bound up in the holy love of God the Father. Oh, God's will, the blessed God, three persons in the Godhead, the perfect mutual love, and the purpose of God to bring his people, make them meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, bring them into the kingdom of his dear Son, translate them. Oh, in this way, by his sovereign dealings in them and for them, and by bringing them to so have their eyes set upon the Son of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Oh, to know the love of Christ, the love of Christ to sinners. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, inborn slaves, through grace are winners, the bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown, bringing us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh, holy sacred favour, friends, who hath, now can we say it? Oh, the apostle felt he could acknowledge it and say it, state it in this letter, who hath delivered us. He joins himself with them, himself in harmony and unity of the Spirit with these dear people of the Colossians. He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Oh, this is what will be such a great theme and favour, the conversation in the kingdom of his dear Son, of all his family, his children. Christ, the elder brother of the church, oh, the dear people of God, the people of God in the kingdom of God's grace, their eyes fastened on the Lamb of God. And I mean their eye, the eye of faith. Behold the Lamb of God. This is it. Translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And then it's this to be considered and acknowledged, even day by day. This will be the central part of the testimony of the children of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Oh, the greatest favour there can be, friends, known by the child of God, is that favour of the confidence of faith to believe and to be able to testify one to another and to God's glory in the church of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. For you know, friends, we are still going to be sinners. We can't keep ourselves. We know that there will be sins more committed. We don't want to. In the new man of grace, you will hate sin and pray and beg God will help you and keep you from sinning. The fear of the Lord, you will be after praying for it to be in and under the filial fear of God that will keep us from sinning and prosper our ways and is the beginning of wisdom and grace. You will be praying for that. I hope I can say sincerely, truthfully, I pray for that every day, that God will keep me from sinning and give me to be in and under the exercise of the filial fear of God. But oh, we've got another mind adverse to all that's good, friends. And so we know we have to solemnly acknowledge and solemnly admit and confess before God we are sinners still and cannot keep ourselves. But the wonderful continuing favour the children of God know in the kingdom of God's dear Son, oh, is sweet and put in one of the verses of one of our hymns. I may have told you before how a godly deacon in my early days used to quote it in his prayers at the prayer meeting. Oh, my soul, with wonder view, for sin to come, there's pardon too. We don't want to commit sins. We don't want to be displaying it and placarding it that we will sin and sin and sin. But we know we are not able to keep ourselves. But wonderful in the kingdom of God's grace is this holy truth that there is forgiveness with the Lord that he may be feared. And it is here in this word put in this way, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We have it. We have it. We know it by faith. Some of us can say we have had it applied. We've experienced it. We've received this redemption. We've received pardon. But as we know, we cannot keep ourselves. We know we shall need it still. In whom we have redemption. This redemption is eternal redemption. It is the payment, the settling of the great debt of sin the church is in by God, the Son of God. Redemption through his blood. Oh, that holy blood and how it still avails in the court of God as the high priest, the Son of God, pleads his merits, presents his blood in the Holy of Holies for his people in whom we have redemption. It's because Christ is in his office is in heaven now. They're highly exalted and given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. The Lord in his holy sovereign purpose in heaven is continually pleading his merits on behalf of his people in whom we have redemption through his blood. Oh, we have it, friends. We have it in the church of God. God has so placed it there. It can never fail. It can never end. All the time there is a child of God on earth prone to sinning, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Oh, we have it in the church of God, in the kingdom of his grace, in the kingdom of his dear Son. In him, his dear Son, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And this wonderful redemption, God has not so given it, brought it in, that it is not to be used and applied to his people who need it. Oh, it speaks. speaks in heaven's high courts, the blood of Christ does. O God's people, they're redeemed. Their debt is paid by Christ. It is complete and full redemption. They are made to be in that place, holy. Their sins blotted out. And they are to have times of favour to have it applied and receive it. Receive the atonement. Receive what Christ has done. Oh, wonderful friends. This should be our exercise, our employ, to acknowledge. It shouldn't just be an apostle like the great apostle Paul, as he acknowledged these things. Oh, I believe he acknowledged it and put it in this letter to these Colossians with a heartfelt exercise from God and under the Spirit's influence, that they would so be in their professions now, acknowledging this, speaking of it, proving it, even day by day, in whom we have redemption through his blood. I mean, let me be careful, and as the Lord seems to pour it into me. You know, we are here today on the Lord's Day and this evening hour and later for the Lord's Supper. But we know if we're spared to tomorrow, we shall be involved in our daily things. And if soon so easily we can fall, we don't want to, but we know we can. But to be living, friends. Living, knowing, feeling, being under the favour of him, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ speaks solid peace. The blood of Christ speaks pardon, everything in it and by it. God's people are blessed. They're clean, they're washed, they're cleansed, they're clothed in the righteousness of Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We have it. The Spirit applies it and favours sinners to know and believe it, to receive it, to receive that full remission of their sins forevermore. I know it, friends, because God blessed me with it. But many days have passed since then, and I need it again. I need it now. I have so much to solemnly confess and acknowledge of sins and backslidings. I need it, friends, but I believe I can say with faith in exercise, as the apostle was led to write under the influence of the Spirit, I believe God gives me the Spirit to know and believe and give me that blessed liberty to so speak it to you. You know, if we are in the church of God, if we're in the kingdom of God's grace, in him, the Son of God, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We have it, friends, in the church of God. And God has a purpose to apply it to us individually. And this is what I believe God's people will be exercised for when they are blessed with the Spirit. Want to have the seal, the Spirit of God, of the blood of Christ. You need it, friends, and I need it. And we, those of us who have had it, we know we need it again. We need it applied again to us. And that we might know the freeness of the favour that comes with it, the peace that flows into poor sinners' hearts and souls when the precious blood of Christ is applied to their hearts and consciences. May God so grant it. May he bless us with it. And friends, how we have to beg for it, pray for it, the favour of him, and to be looking to the Lord, looking to Jesus. The apostle goes on and he puts it clear, who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature. That's the Son of God. It's what we've been singing of in the hymn. I can't preach it as I would, friends, we fail and come short. Not sacred, blessed view and picture of it in that hymn we've sung. Oh, friends, to see him, to believe in him, to have a glimpse of him, to know that holy favour of the Son of Righteousness shining upon us. He being that one, that object of our first desire, Jesus crucified for me and us to acknowledge it and to bless God for it, for the wonders of redeeming love, the Son of God who came to take our place and suffer in our stead. For man, a miracle of grace, for man the Saviour bled, but to have the favour to really know and have it applied to us, friends, that we are so favoured and blessed, that God's love is such. He gave his dear Son to redeem us from hell. Oh, we then to cry and acknowledge and praise God. He saves from hell. We bless his name. Draws our wandering feet to heaven. Oh, he saves. He saves from hell. He saves unto heaven his people. Oh, how precious he is. Oh, he is so wonderful. Wonderful Saviour. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name is wonderful indeed. He is, and you feel him when God blesses you, and you want to acknowledge it, and you want to speak of it and testify it. And friends, how we should do, if we are really blessed, we should praise and bless him. Praise and bless the Saviour in love in return to him. Bless the Saviour's name. Oh, how we should do. He will help us to. He will draw us by his holy love. The love of Christ draws, it constrains sinners to speak of what he's done for them, what he is to them, who in whom we have. And it's forever, friends. It will never cease. It will never fail. This wonderful redemption. Redemption by price paid, the holy heart's blood of Christ. Full payment made for the redemption of the whole family of God, the children of God, the kingdom of his dear Son, as all those in it who were loved from all eternity, loved with an everlasting love, brought in time, saved by grace, brought into the kingdom of God's grace. And it's so greatly humbling. No room for pride, no room for high-mindedness, no room for boasting above another. Oh, he makes his people self-renouncing. You say, how can there be self-renouncing? Well, he'll give them to be in the Spirit, to renounce themselves, and think nothing of themselves. It's in so many ways expressed among our people. They all declare, I nothing am. My all is bound up in the Lamb. He makes us feel to be nothing in his sight, and as we feel it personally, and he is all in all. He is all, and he fills us with amazement, astonishment. We fall to the ground and weep to the praise of the mercy we found when we know this redemption in Christ Jesus. Oh, and forgiveness. Forgiveness. It is a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. You pray it may be found in you, and he grants it, friends, his people. He gives it, he favours them with it to know forgiveness. Oh, that he's freely forgiven us. You know, there's those examples the Lord used when they had nothing to pay, frankly, forgave them all. It's a hard thing for nature to be brought to a place where we have nothing to pay. But you know, we must know it spiritually. Nothing to pay. Nothing we can do towards our redemption. but the wonderful light and bringing out of this darkness and being translated into God, the kingdom of God's dear Son. He brings us into this wonderful, blessed knowledge and understanding that there is nothing for us to pay because Christ has paid it all. What mighty sum. Paid all my debt when I a bondman stood, and has my soul at freedom set. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Oh, I pray the Lord will bless you each and all with it, to know it, to have it, to have the application of Christ's divine atonement to you. Oh, that you may know this wonderful redemption in Christ Jesus, and this wonderful forgiveness, forgiveness of all your sins. Oh, forgiveness. Oh, what a favour. Oh, he forgives. He forgives sin. Who is this, the Pharisee said, who can forgive sins also? Oh, they had their legal opinion against it. But oh, those in the kingdom of God's grace, kingdom of God's dear Son, so greatly prize forgiveness. Forgiveness. See, the child of God has to be brought to know they can do absolutely nothing. The only thing they are given to do is to cry to God, beg the Lord for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And oh, how wonderful it is. So in the love of God that he has a purpose to be merciful, even to the vilest of sinners out of hell who live to feel their need. Mercies in Jesus that exempt us from hell. Oh, these are the mercies, the wonderful forgiveness of our Lord. Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We have the Lord's Supper. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £740, for which we are very thankful. God willing, as Mr. Chapman has said, we hope to have the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Pickett will preach on Friday evening, and next Lord's Day there'll be reading service in the morning. Mr. Stephen Rosier is expected to preach in the evening. And in the light of the suffering and distress of the people in Central America, in parts of Central America, we hope to have collections next Lord's Day for them. Let us close with hymn 144. Jesus, my all, to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way. Till him I view, hymn 144.
O dear Lord, forgive anything that was seen amiss in our services today. You own and bless thy word, Lord. Help us to go on in the pilgrimage journey, believing and acknowledging and proving in whom we have redemption through his blood. But Lord, may we not sin willfully. Oh, who keep us from that, we beg thee. Oh, may we not continue in sin that grace may abound. Help us to think of our sad continuing in sin. Lord, may we be concerned to beg thee to help us not to continue in sin that grace may abound. Lord, how solemn and solemn that is, Lord, save us from that. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.